Thank you, everybody, for being here, to a White Whale and to the brilliant and inspiring readers that came before me. I'm just going to read a few things from my forthcoming debut collection. I think they're relatively self-explanatory. Okay. Ode to My Hair. It was dark, wild, coarse, brown-red curls. It hung a long, thick rope behind me. A way to hide, a way to be seen. I pinned or braided it in summer. It was not a crown, but it sparkled, made my whole self feel whole. This rope, a talisman, I clung to when I ached for signs of beauty in the mirror, though I never lived as if beautiful. No dark forest queen ever envied my face, eyes, lips, skin, voice. Still, she might have given a kingdom for my hair, raged through fire, ravaged whole fields with ice to have it. My one spark of Venus. Then, one day, months into chemo, it was gone. It fell out at night in clusters, on the brush in sad globs and dead clumps, like bits of wood, burned, ashen, like abandoned gray ghouls left behind after battle. There was no stopping it. All locks vanished, no more waves of color and curl. Bare, empty like a field without poppies, I had nothing to cling to, but a strange, bright scalp. A year later, new growth, new kinks and swirls like small sprites, new spirals hang, dangle like crystals below my shoulders glowing. Strangers on the street ask, is it real? No way to hide. Chemicals made me otherworldly. Coils of slate blue, gray, purple, mixed with white. Alchemy of medicine and time. This next poem I wrote for a friend of the family who went to college and never came back. She's still missing, and I think of her sometimes, and I like to think of her as just out in the world as opposed to disappeared. Bird Girl. Half her life, she has been gone in silence. In silence, in the darkness, who took her, who disappeared this girl, willowy and sweet, a black bird of a girl with dark liquid eyes. Smoke eyes, smoke mouth, a smile like a song, a secret, a smile like light through leaves of a tree. This bird girl, laughing girl, with no freckles, no moles, just a scar on her nose, a sliver of a scar, this girl with eyes like rain, silver eyes, silver scar. This bird of a girl with morning ahead of her that day and work and coffee, cream and sugar and coffee, the sun warm on her skin. This bright bird of a girl leaving home for work, for school, for life. This bird girl who walked from the mall to the beach, to the sunset, to the rocks, after work, after school, after home, she walked and left no prints, no scratches, no blood, no books, no pictures, no phone, just the shadow of herself. Bird Girl, who took you, Bird Girl, who made you so small, we could not find you with any words or guns or people or stories or secrets or love. Who made you so small? The next poem, my book has sort of weird, I don't know how it's actually a book that someone decided was a book, but someone, not me, thought, hey, these all work together, which I guess sometimes happens when you write a collection. So I wrote about being an immigrant, and then I wrote about having cancer, and they somehow work in this weird balance. And so this is what my fantasies are about now. The order of things. As with all things now, I want order. I want to take the strings of chaos, the lonely stamp, the leftover paper, the bruised too ripe peach, the thick flyaway gray hairs, and stack them. Stack them in a row, put them in a box, label each part, taking time to make sure I note the skin of the peach, the wire tangle of the hair, the missing colors on the faded stamp. I want to make them whole again, full and not dead or dying. Order is a place of rest and stopping. Long ago, I said I wanted to be light, the way silk feels against the heat of the sun. I imagined floating in this world, always sure of how beautiful the mess would be. But I have learned cells can grow to wild proportions along the inside pulsing parts of the body, carving their path with serrated blades along muscle tissue, the pink inside of the breast, under the arm, reaching for the small jellyfish glands. This was more than a mess, those cells, an aching mouth of angst and blood, urgent for the rest of it, the rest of me. And I alone in this jungle of living, a stumbling wanderer. This is not the story I wanted. And I'm going to finish, I hope I have time, with the last poem in the collection. It's for my niece, my goddaughter, Natalia, who's 15 and is definitely 15, in that way that is wild and strange, rooted. When I held her a decade and some ago, she was a world of blood, a slight sack with wide eyes and a hungry mouth, small succubus, demanding, angry, yet beloved, so beloved. My mother, my father, my sister, we all traveled 3 time zones to hold her, to see her, this new alien creature made from old world stories, plane rides, suffering, and luck. She was our first, the first girl, the first to be grown from here, not a weed or a stolen vine, not planted from elsewhere, but rooted here in this soil. She was not piecemealed or half-made. This land of misery and promises would claim her. She was of it. We held our wonder, imagined the land that would hold us all now to her. No need for paper, documents of our naturalized tongues. No more aching for ground and memory. She would be the new world. We all saw our bright planet in her small blue eyes, curly hair. We did not want to see any accents or sadness. She would be the door. She would be the gate. She would be the hole to our brokenness. This is how the muting continues. We contort. We twist ourselves. We aspire to quiet spaces in between cracks. Now she looks for her face in the black and white pictures in my mother's shoeboxes. What am I? Who am I? She demands. She rages against the emptiness of bootstraps and hidden shames. Oh, we try to tell her something of our deep, deep past and sorrow, what the Pacific smells like, the way to hold her tongue to roll an R, how to eat cebolla con tomate, how to claim more than this dirt. But we are ghosts. We have given up the flesh. We are like ghouls after the war. And she has no patience for quiet immigrants. Thank you very much.